Let me ask you a question. How often do you feel like you use your legs? Your legs. How much during the day are your legs being moved around? Are your legs engaged in movement? Quite a bit, right? Now, how often are you moving your cock? How often during the day is your cock being engaged? Not too often. Now take that concept and I want you to multiply it times your entire life. Ever since you were a couple of months old, you've been using your legs to try to stand, try to walk, try to run, try to jump. Imagine how weak you'd be. Imagine how off the process of your walking would be if you only tried to use your legs, let's say, twice a week for 10, 15 minutes. If that was the case, today, as a grown man, chances are you'd have a very, very hard time walking across the room, let alone to the store to buy some more lube. Okay, what am I getting at? What I'm getting at is that currently, as grown men, many of us with children, we are still toddlers when it comes to the process of using our penises. We don't know much about them. We don't know much about the control that we could have if we invested the amount of effort or even a fraction of the effort that we put in, say what? That we've invested in using our hands. Or that we've invested in speaking, using the language skills that we have. Day in and day out, as a clinician working in the area of sexual strategy, sexual fitness, couples counseling, I hear guys all the time complain about not getting what they want out of their sexual performance. And I tell them, bro, join the club as hominoids, as male hominoids, humans. We know nothing about the prowess that we could have with our penises because in this day and age, there is no process for us to master its use. And until you master the use of something, you cannot improvise with it. You can't find what about those processes you stand out in. What about those processes makes you unique? Where your sexual superpower is. So don't be so damn hard on yourself. Instead, start the process. Do what our dads should have done for us and help yourself learn to master your penis. Because then, when it comes to doing things like becoming erect, you'll be able to do it when you want to. You'll be able to control the amount of erection. Because many women, believe it or not, are not best handling a super hard erect penis at the initial stages of sex. We'll talk about that later. But in any event, the idea is that the more control, the more experience, the more time that you have invested in knowledge of self, issues like being able to maintain an erection at your demand become instantly available. I'm sorry, I'm passionate about this. We're too hard on ourselves. We don't understand that it's not about lament, not about wishing that we were different. It's about doing what we need to do to become good at sex and become good at mastering our sexual process in the exact same format that we became good at everything we're good at. In the exact same format that we became good at everything that we are successful and talented at today. Investment, time, and concentration, focus on improvement. That's what it is, plain and simple. My name is Montique Stefan, and I hope this message yields you success, because your success, brother, is mine.